Yes, Rob, join us right now. Rob, America's guest.
Uh-oh, what's happening,
the
guys?
The thirstiest man in all of Los Angeles, and he has earned his sports acumen in the media like a G. For many years working at the Freep, now you see him on FS1, Big Fox, and Fox Sports Radio. You hear him, and you hear him here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570, LA Sports.
Did you hear him yesterday? Did you hear what he said?
What did you say?
What did I say yesterday?
What did you say yesterday?
Was he hot taking it up about the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Was he hot taking it up? What were you hot taking it up doing?
Oh, you're gonna put me out on Front Street on opening
day? Well, if you said it on the radio.
No, I'm just playing. Obviously, you know me. I don't run from anything.
What did you say?
I don't have them winning the World Series this year.
Oh no! Oh God! Oh, get off the field!
I picked them last year.
How dare you?
Now let me ask you this.
No, wait. He picked the Cubs.
Yes, it's going to be Cubs Yankees World Series. That's what I have.
Now last year,
it will be.
Let's talk about last year.
Yes.
You've been in L.A. for how? I mean, you're a national media star, but how long have you been in our city?
This is a year and a half.
I remember 1 year ago, it's almost like talking to Cody Bellinger or any of these guys that are really young, you know. A year ago, you were here at Dodger Stadium like a spring chicken, eating food that wasn't free, that you thought was free.
And returning it. Man that returned food.
Running around with your eyes all wide, you know, shocked, you know, like a foreigner in a foreign land. So, a year later, looking around Chavez Ravine, how comfortable do you feel? Do you feel like you're part of what's going on? Come on, Parker.
I do. And you know what? For a guy, when you look at it from this standpoint of baseball, and you know baseball is my number one, but the towns that I've worked in, New York and growing up there where it's a baseball town, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Los Angeles, I've been blessed because all four are like some of the best places for baseball, and people love the game. And I love what Dodger fans do here. I can't get over how many people wear jerseys more than any other place I've ever been, where everybody
seriously
has in a jersey at the stadium.
It's a jersey at the stadium. I'm serious. Not New York. People are coming from their Manhattan jobs in suits. They're not putting a jersey over a $1,000 suit. Do you know what I mean? And out here, man, people are all into the Dodgers. They love the Dodgers. I love this. This is a great baseball town.
Hey, Rob. So, you know, Fred likes to mention the name game. And the Dodgers didn't play the name game. They don't play the name game. Is that a bad thing or is it a good thing for the Dodgers and what they did this offseason? Because they didn't do that.
It's not a good thing. It is a good thing.
No, because to me, when you let Darvish and Morrow go,
oh, God.
Those are the two guys. Those are the spots right there. And you know what? Don't tell me that, you know, everybody wants to blame Darvish for losing the World Series because he lost Game 7.
Right.
The Cubs didn't give him all that money and put him over there because they think that he's garbage.
Because
he's
a they
really
made a
good
mistake.
He's
they
a really
mistake.
Good pitcher.
No, they made a
and
mistake.
And he's going to wind up being the reasons why the Dodgers don't win.
They pissed their money away.
Whoa! No, they didn't.
Whoa!
No, they did not.
Family, what are you doing,
was
Fred,
that a bourbon soaked brisket that you were
Fred.
Eating, Fred, Mike? Fred,
God, piss
Fred.
Your money away.
I understand,
I'm
Fred.
At the Padres last year. This year, you're talking about peeing when we had the sewer explode. How could you say?
Hey, Rob, because you mentioned, you have been to many a historic venue. You've been to all the venues across the land. You've been to opening day in old Yankee Stadium, Tiger Stadium before it became Comerica. Obviously,
wow.
Cincinnati when it was Three Rivers. I'm sure you were there, right?
I was there for Three Rivers.
So, those seats are for asses in Cincinnati.
Give us an idea of the difference when you have a historic ballpark, not just a team that means so much nationally, but the ballpark itself. How much of a difference does that make?
It makes a huge difference. And there's some really, really nice brand new places. Like I love down in Baltimore, Camden Yards is a gorgeous place. But when you talk about the old Yankee Stadium and going there, knowing that Babe Ruth played in right field and all the other great players, Mickey Mantle in center field and all that stuff. And the same thing. Dodger Stadium is the second oldest in the National League, right behind Wrigley. Been here forever, all the great players. Cincinnati, one of the greatest teams, the Big Red Machine. I'll tell you, I think ballparks make a huge difference. There's certain ballparks I could never see going away for something new. This is one of them. I just can't see why you would ever want to do anything to this park. It's beautiful the way it is. It's unbelievable. It's a great place to watch baseball.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too, because of the Detroit connection. Because Fred, and I really think everybody should go back and listen, AM570LASports.com. Listen to the interview that Fred did with Kirk Gibson we just had a little bit earlier. He did not come out on the field. Obviously, we know he's suffering from Parkinson's. He is going to throw out the first pitch. Obviously, he's a hero in this town, but he wasn't here for very long. Very interesting story. Michigan State football all the way through. What does he mean to the people in Detroit? Because we know what he means here in L.A., but we didn't get to see him for very long.
Gibby's a hometown hero that people love. Gibby, obviously, the 84 Tigers. Tigers haven't won since then, so that's their team. And all those guys who are on that team, Trammell and Whitaker and Jack Morris, that's like a legendary team. And Gibby's a big part of it. What's a funny story is, when Gibby was coaching there, a couple of the Hispanic players on the team had a nickname for Gibby, and his nickname was Two Hit. They used to call him Two Hit. And they said in his career, he only had two hits, and that's all that mattered. And one was out here, yep. And the other one was off of Goose Gossage at the old Tiger Stadium. So that was his nickname, and you know what?
If they They don't want to walk you.
You remember
you.
That, right, yeah, with Sparky. Do. And if you had to have two hits in your career, I would take those two hits over anything. I mean, he's had two iconic home runs, and Gibby's a big a legend in Detroit.
Yeah, and you had a fight with him, too.
Oh, me?
You.
Yeah, me. Are you shocking, right, that me and Gibby didn't get along? It was on the radio.
You made up.
You know what? Yeah, we made up. We're cool now.
Hey, speaking of Cincinnati, I think we got into this last year. The Big Red Machine and the rivalry between the Dodgers and the Reds that maybe people forget about because they were kind of focused on the Yankees and the fact that they were dueling in the World Series every year. But that was a pretty nasty little rivalry back in the day.
Absolutely. And those were two great teams as well. The Reds might be one of the all-time great teams ever. When you just think about that, Joe Morgan was back-to-back National League MVP on a team with Pete Rose, Tony Perez, Johnny Bench. Just think of that.
Davey Concepcion.
Right. They just had so many. Ken Griffey was
George
on that
Foster.
Team.
Come
I mean,
on.
They had an unbelievable team, and they won a couple of World Series and were in the mix all the time.
All right, Rob, where are you going?
I'm looking around for something.
Where are you going?
What,
you going to the suite?
I'll be
looking
up there.
For some sliders?
I just want to go say hello to everybody, and that's it. Is there food up there, too?
Yeah.
You'll find it.
I don't know.
But, hey,
Rob,
if you go in the suite, you know Don's watching the suite tonight, and everybody's got assigned
seats. He's not
seats.
There right now,
Is
though,
that
Rob.
Right?
He's not there right now.
I can go eat now before everybody gets there.
I got a plan this year. It's like Ocean's 11. I'm going to be like that folding Asian guy and hide in the cake cart. That's how I'm getting into the suite this
like
year.
Like the folding Asian guy?
Remember that guy? Thank you, Rob. God
no
bless
problem,
you.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Enjoy your day today.